With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. Now we're here live on the Wall Street Business Network. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson sitting in for Bill. And it is Friday, February 5th of 2016. Good morning, Stephen. Tell us about the market.
The market.
No, you're supposed to say good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, good.
What's going on? The market's having a rough day, like always. Just kidding. So the NASDAQ is down 1.2%. The Dow's down 60 points. S&P's down 12. Oil's down almost 2%. Yeah, it's a fun day out there.
You know, I've somewhat given myself over to the fact that the stock charts of the last few weeks look more like an AKG machine. It looks more like someone that needs to have the paddles applied and you need to be shocked into consciousness, because every single day it's up and it's down and it's up and it's down, and it's almost drives you to the loony farm. Trying to watch it on a daily, even worse, on an hourly basis. I don't know how Bill does it.
it's the most stressful thing, just watching it.
It's just stressful watching you
in the market.
Yeah. Just watching you. Heck with watching the market. And you know, I keep those little charts on in my office all day long, and I can't imagine being somebody who manages their own money or is tasked with having to keep an eye on it themselves during retirement, or trying to stay on top of it in an ever-changing market with world conditions and all the things that go on all over the world in the market. And yet, your dad, the famous Bill Gunderson, manages portfolios for lots and lots of people all over the country and does a really good job at it, in my humble opinion, and takes the stress and the worry off of watching it every 5 or 10 or 15 minutes themselves when they could be out enjoying their retirement or life or whatever it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
I watched you last week make a what you called a long play in a particular stock.
Yeah.
And I just know you've been watching it several times every day, haven't you?
I check it the first couple of days. I was yeah. checking a lot, and then I got over it.
And you got over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine if you had maybe 20 or 30 of those that you were having to watch every single day,
and more money,
and right instead of the change out of your piggy bank,
yeah,
and having to watch it on a regular basis, it'd drive you loony. It'd absolutely drive you crazy. And so, that is the purpose of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, the Best Stocks Now Newsletter, the Best Stocks Now App, the introduction to people all over the world to Bill Gunderson. Why not let him be your stress manager? He can be the guy that lifts the burden from your daily life and can manage the affairs of your hard-earned money.
Yeah, you can even call him in while you're stressed, and he will calm you down.
Yes, yeah.
So he'll work for you in a couple different ways.
He can be your financial therapist.
Yeah, exactly.
He can be the guy that sits around and has you sit in yoga positions and smell incense.
Yeah,
and
that's good
and
stuff.
Calm down and say, "Hey, look, this is a long play." See, he taught you that word, didn't
that's
he?
Right.
He taught you, "Hey, this is
a long-term
play. I'm not going to worry about it. All is well on the horizon." And you know, I've been on airline flights where I'm white knuckling it, and the captain, when his voice comes over the PA system, mm-hmm. it's always calm, it's always nice, it's always reassuring. They must teach them that in captain school.
Yeah. Could you imagine if they got there like, we're coming in for a landing?
Everybody hold on.
Yeah. I don't know if that would go over very
well. Nah, that's not good. And I've been in rough seas on fishing boats that have been hundreds of miles from home port. and in the weather that you're just swear you're going to drown in. And, you know, the captain will come on the PA and say, guys, hey, listen, hold on to your coffee. It's going to be a little lumpy, but, you know, we're making progress. We're getting there. So I think Bill, perhaps, is that captain who says, hey, guys, hold on to your financial coffee. Don't let it spill. I got it. We're steering through this. It might roll from side to side a little bit, but we're going to get there. And we'll pull into the port in a day or two and things will be just fine. We're going to land with the wheels down and there's not a whole heck of a lot to worry about if you make the Steven Gunderson long play.
The famous
Steven Gunderson long play. It makes a big difference if you're not looking at it every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, every, 5 or 10 hours, it really makes a difference. If you just, you know, I said this in a previous radio show. If you had made an investment 5 years ago and then gone into a coma for 5 years and woken up today, you'd be happy as pie. depending on what you invested in. But think about it. In general, if you'd invested in the market 5 years ago.
Yeah, if you just invested in the S&P, you'd
be
good.
Yeah, and woken up today, and didn't know anything that was going on, and didn't watch it, and didn't have 5,000 little mini heart attacks, you'd be just fine.
Yeah, and you would have had a lot of heart attacks along the way if you paid attention.
Oh, my goodness. If you'd paid attention and watched it all the way along the way, you'd probably have gotten out of the market.
Yep.
But if you don't watch it, if you just let a guy like Bill manage it and wake up in 5 years, chances are, probably be okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a guarantee. That's certainly not a promise. But I'd sure rather go on that program than the program that you and I are on where we watch it every 15 minutes and say, look at that.
Yeah, it's so much better just not to watch it.
It is. And that's why you hire a guy like Bill. So I'll tell you what. If there's an inkling in your heart to put down the stress, to stand aside from that the stress of the market. When we get back, we're going to tell you how to do that. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson in for Bill. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Good morning. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford and heir to the throne, the son of a gun. This is the Sanford and Son Radio Hour on this Friday. And we are filling in for Bill as he diligently works on the newsletter that will come out into the inboxes of all the faithful followers.
So back where we left off.
Good morning. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. It sounds to me that we're having some technical difficulties. Maybe that crane that fell in Manhattan earlier today fell across some of the lines that that are attached.
Gosh, that's
to,
a crazy story.
That is a big crane, I'll tell you.
Man.
In any case, our condolences go out to anyone that was injured in that. Now, we're just looking at the pictures on that. That's a giant crane.
It's huge.
Looks like it fell right down a main street there in the financial district of Manhattan. Nevertheless, we lost contact there. We lost contact with the home port, and so we were out bouncing around on the waves ourselves. And now that we're back among you, we are here in the Gunderson Capital Studios, high atop the 19th floor in the financial district of San Diego, California. And I'm looking out on flat seas, calm weather, beautiful.
Yeah, it looks nice out there.
February weather. I mean, it's probably 70 today. And
I heard it's supposed to be 80 this weekend.
Hey, that's
pretty nice.
That little message is going out to you folks there in Minnesota.
Oh,
we want you to know that here in San Diego, California, you should come and visit.
Come
Bill.
And visit.
Come and see us. We'll take you and buy you a burger. Just knock on the door and come on upstairs, and you get extra bacon if you go with Steven. And and we'll probably go get a fish taco if you come with me.
Yeah,
and probably both if you go to lunch with Bill. He likes that and Stromboli.
And some raw oysters.
And some raw oysters. Okay, speaking of raw oysters, let's talk about oil for just a minute. I know in during the break, which we've had several of this morning, unplanned breaks, you talked about how stressful this last week has been watching your long play in that oil stock.
Well, no one knows it's an oil stock.
Oh, now they do.
Now, come on.
Now they do. It's an oil-related stock.
I told everyone it was a very, very volatile stock.
Yes, you know.
Something that no one should probably own.
Right. And
yet, I own it.
And yet, yeah, and your dad has been telling you, nah, nah, nah. You know, and yet, with the spunk of the offspring of any typical dad, you go and do something contrarian in your own personal little play account,
yeah.
And you've been stressed out for a week over it.
Well, I've seen it go down a lot, but that's all right. It's a long-term play.
It's a long-term play, he says with a grin.
Yeah, so
why don't you say this?
I'll tell everyone what it is.
Say, Dad, you are right.
Well, right now he's right, yeah. In the long term.
Okay.
So what I own is 3 times the daily performance of the S&P crude oil index.
So you're basically a nut.
It's a $1.94 stock. And it's UWTI. I don't recommend anyone buy it. It's very, very volatile. I think I've already seen swings of 30%. So, yeah.
Is that not just the enthusiasm of youth or the, what should we call that? The recklessness of youth?
It's a long-term play. If I hold on for 5 years, I feel like I'll be fine.
Yeah, you need to go into that financial coma for 5 years.
I know, yeah.
Wake up in 5 years and find out that your piggy bank is now just glass on the floor that you've smashed on the ground.
I thought 28 was the bottom for oil. And it's messing with that a little bit.
It's messing. Right.
But yeah, it hasn't really gone anywhere. So
again, repeat after me. Dad, you were right.
So far.
I wish the camera was on here in the studio because you could see the grin on his face and the sheepish grin, I should say, on his face. Okay, let's talk about another stinker.
Actually, let's talk about a good stock.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to talk about
a sea of red today.
All right. Sea of red.
Sea of red. There's actually a stock that we own, Tyson Foods.
Oh, you gotta love you some Tyson chicken.
And it is up 12.5% today.
Wow.
12.5.
One day.
You
know, there's nothing better than eating a Tyson chicken finger. Well, there's a lot of things better than eating that.
I've had better.
Yeah, that's right. But
their quarter 1 earnings beat estimates.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tyson chickens, Tyson
12.5% in one day. That's pretty nice.
That's good to see
on a day like today.
It is. So you could take all your oil and buy chicken with it,
yeah,
and come out all right at the other end. That's not bad. You know, we bought chickens not too long ago. We got 3 free, and then, of course, we had to buy 3 more, so we had 6. And with 6 chickens, we're getting 4 eggs a day. Maybe we should call Tyson, see if they're interested in buying our chicken farm. Our backyard 6 chicken farm. Hey, let's talk for a minute about Haynes. As I was driving in this morning, I've got a little financial app that I listen to as I'm driving into the office. And, you know, a few years ago when the great 23, MJ was pushing Haynes, Haynes took off.
He still does it.
He does. Oh, I know. Okay. But he pushed it a lot more.
Yeah.
Haynes was doing pretty well. Now it's kind of rolled off. I don't know if people got fewer packages of Haynes underwear in their stocking this year. Maybe it was the one present that they said they didn't want. Maybe they didn't want socks and underwear and T-shirts in their stocking. But for some reason, that fourth quarter was not as... not as hot as it was. But you know what? I like to look at stocks like that are American staples, consumables. They're American consumables. They're world consumables. Those are things. Everybody needs underwear and socks.
It's true.
And so when there's a pullback like that, when there's a pullback in a stock, I got to believe that maybe somewhere down the road that might be a buying opportunity. And of course, that's just my idiocy speaking because I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I was listening to that and I'm thinking, you know, who doesn't need underwear and socks? I'd rather have new underwear and socks than wash them
I just hey, if you don't have any money, what are you going to do?
That's right.
Maybe people don't have any money to buy underwear anymore.
Maybe. And so that might be an opportunity as you, or, you know, as we talked about last week, you've got McDonald's out there that has done very well with breakfast all day. So if you find yourself eating too much McDonald's, needing a bigger pair of underwear,
yeah,
you know, the two could go just fine together.
There we go.
Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk about the latest government inversion into the stock market. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and son of a gun, Stephen Gunderson, in for Bill on this Sanford and Son Friday. We are filling in for Bill as he is sequestered in the secret bunker. Not too far from here, but secret in fact. And he is diligently working on the newsletter that will come to the inboxes of all of his faithful followers throughout the world sometime in the next, 30 hours or so. It's always a surprise when it shows up, but it could be as early as tonight late or tomorrow by midday, sometime in the next 30 hours. It's like waiting for Santa Claus to show up, but it's the mind of Bill Gunderson put down in written form, almost like financial scripture. It is the book of Bill that is about to come out, and book it is sometimes 40, 50, 60, 70 pages.
I've seen 80.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's not all, just...
No,
scripture.
Right. It's pictures and graphs. And
yeah. Pictures, graphs, explanations, commentary.
Yeah.
And wisdom.
Tables.
Tables.
All that good stuff.
Not four-legged tables.
No.
But financial tables. Give you kind of an insight into the market. And that in itself is impressive. But
it's a short 70 pages.
Yeah, it's 70 pages.
After
pictures.
You read it all, you don't feel like you just read 70 pages of stuff.
It's half of a picture book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And and I'm telling you what, if you're not getting it, you're a knucklehead. And I'm telling you
lightly.
That. I'm just putting it bluntly there because, doggone it, it's free. If you don't get the newsletter, you should. If you are even remotely interested in things financial, or you want to follow the stock market, or learn how to follow the stock market, or interested in investing, or would like to check up on the folks that are supposedly investing in your personal finances, whether that be an IRA, a 401k, a individual brokerage account, whatever it is you got going on, it'd be nice to have kind of a owner's manual that Bill publishes every week to check up either on yourself or your money manager. And you can get it for free by going to GundersonCapital.com. What do they do, Stephen? How do they get the newsletter? Now, this is somebody that's never heard the show before.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Good.
So we're speaking to somebody who's driving in their car in Tampa or maybe over in Hawaii. Maybe they're stuck on the freeway on 71 going up and down Florida, or they're in Atlanta. Maybe ice frozen in Minnesota, and they're listening to the radio show and thinking, man, I could get this newsletter and spend my whole Saturday reading it.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. How do they get it?
Doing nothing else. So Rob led you to the right website, GundersonCapital.com.
For a change, right? Yeah.
That's the right one. And you can click on the newsletter tab.
Okay.
And there's a little link that says get a free four-week trial.
Now, are you going to ask me for my credit card?
No credit card.
Billing information?
Nothing. We want is your name. And what you need, the most important thing is your email address, because that's where we send it. So don't give us a fake email address. That doesn't make sense.
That's right. It bounced back.
Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of gobbledygook.
So your name, email address. We like to know where you're from, city,
yeah,
state.
Yeah.
And it's yours.
I like the little comment section where it says, tell us about yourself, like, if you're retired or if you're not, or if you've got money invested in the market, or you have an IRA or 401k. I like it when they type us little notes.
Yeah.
And tell us stuff.
Or they can tell us their favorite baseball team. Whatever,
yeah.
Anything you want.
Favorite food.
Yeah.
If you request Bill's fish taco recipe. Remember when we used to do recipes?
You used to do recipes?
I used to do recipes every Friday. Last year, we got on kind of a little rant where every single Friday we came up with a new Bill Gunderson recipe. And then we added on my wife's chocolate cake, and we added fish tacos.
There's some good stuff in there.
A few other things there.
Enchiladas, I think.
Maybe we should bring recipes back.
Maybe. We'll think of one for next week.
Okay. If you want to get Bill's recipe to financial peace of mind, let's say peace of mind, the recipe to financial peace of mind, they got to go to GundersonCapital.com.
Yes.
Click on the radio. No, not the radio tab. Click on
newsletter.
The newsletter tab.
Yep.
And fill out all the information.
Yep.
And when do they get it?
Tomorrow.
So you're telling me if somebody goes into the radio show, goes into the website, fills out their information, they're going to get their first newsletter tomorrow?
Unless they do it tonight after like 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Okay. So bang it out right now.
Then they might get it on Monday.
Okay. But they'll still get it.
They'll still get it, yeah.
That's pretty doggone good. I mean,
it's free for 4 weeks.
That's pretty impressive.
And then after your 4 week trial's up, you get dropped down to another free version, I guess, where you still get almost 60 pages worth of stuff.
That's crazy.
You just lose the model portfolios where Bill has his actual trades that he makes for his clients.
So you get the Reader's Digest version if you don't want to pay for it after the first 4 weeks. You're going to get the whole enchilada for the first 4 weeks.
Yes.
Everything that people pay for to get.
Yeah.
But then you're going to still get the Reader's Digest version forever.
Forever.
You're going to continue to get it every single Saturday, sometimes Friday night. You get it every single Saturday in perpetuity, forever. And get to check up on financial stuff. And, you know, I talked to a guy yesterday out in, where was he calling me from? I think it was up in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to subscribe to the newsletter. And I said, well, wait a minute. You get it free for 4 weeks. He says, I'll just subscribe to it because I know I'm going to like it. I want to keep getting it. I said, okay, well, you get it free for 4 weeks anyway. He says, nah, here. I just want to subscribe to it and pay for it. I said, oh, okay. That's a great deal. So really, I mean, it's a marketing effort on our part to try and get people to look at the wisdom and knowledge and scripture of Bill Gunderson. But once you get it for free for 4 weeks, I think you almost have to cry uncle and say, I got to get it forever, because it's the kind of thing that really is a roadmap or an owner's manual to financial peace of mind that not only you can use yourself, but you can check up on your financial manager or just use it as a way to invest your hard-earned money yourself. Based on the rankings of the individual stocks and portfolios and individual sectors. Now, how is that done? Is the same information that's in the app, the Best Stocks Now app, is that same information in the newsletter?
A little bit of it.
A little bit of it.
Not.
How does it differ?
So in the newsletter,
okay,
Bill will put in a list of the top 300 stocks.
Of the top 300 stocks according to who?
According to the app.
According to the app.
Yeah, so okay. He will put that in there for the people who subscribe to it.
And so maybe they don't get the app.
Right.
Okay, but they subscribe and
they
want to
see
the top
300. Yeah, they can see the top 300. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the app doesn't really overlap that much with the newsletter. The app is more for the daily people who want to check up on things every day.
Okay.
And that app is the Best Stocks Now app.
So that's somebody that wants to look at it every hour or every day, and they want to see the different rankings every single day, the Best Stocks Now app.
Yeah.
The newsletter is
more
of a
weekly
checkup.
Yeah, and market outlook.
All right, which is probably
the macro view.
Why would you need more than 300? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if you want to search for a specific stock.
Oh, I got you.
Then the app
where it's
helps
ranked.
You out. Yeah.
Where it's ranked.
You want to check up on your advisor, see how they're doing.
And then that's funny.
Yeah.
So you take your statement and you compare it to the Best Stocks Now app.
Yeah, you just type it in the little search bar, put in your symbol, see what value grade it gets, what momentum grade it gets, and then the overall grade, and then it'll tell you what it's ranked out of how many stocks.
That'd be an interesting experiment. Take the Best Stocks Now app on your Android or your iPhone, or you can go to beststocksnowapp.com and rank all of the stuff that your money manager has you in.
Yep.
That'd be pretty funny. And just see what kind of overall GPA your grade point average that your money market, or that your money manager has. That'd be pretty interesting. In fact, that's a homework assignment. I'm going to give you all a homework assignment. If you're listening to the radio show today, go to beststocksnowapp.com and find out, and again, look at your statement, whether that's with one of the mega big box supercomputer brokerage firms that I always talk about, or whether that's a small firm, or maybe you're doing it yourself. And take your monthly statement of 30 or 40 or your asset allocation, take your pie and go to the Best Stocks Now app, rate all your stuff that your money manager has you in, and email us the grade. I want to see the overall grade point average. Wouldn't that be interesting
that
to see?
That would be interesting.
Okay, when we get back, I'm going to tell you where to email us. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson in for Bill. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson on the air drums, playing the air drums there.
Gosh, I love that song.
Why?
What?
Why?
It's a great song.
Why?
I love the intro.
Okay. You like the air drum?
I like the air drums.
Opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're a real drummer.
I used to be a real drummer.
Do you still have a drum kit?
I do not have a drum kit.
You do not?
I had to sell mine.
What? You had to sell yours to buy oil stocks?
No, we moved. We didn't have room for it. I had to get rid of it. Nowhere to store it. It sucks.
My 12-year-old has a drum set up in our garage. You got to come over and pound one out. You know, just bang on it.
I'll come on over.
Got the PA system set up in our little man cave in there.
There's nothing more fun.
We can put some Coldplay in there.
Yeah. Can't play drums at Coldplay. Come on.
No, you can't.
That's boring.
No, because it's not music.
It is music. There's just boring drums.
Out of tune.
If you're going to play drums, it's got to be Metallica, Van Halen.
You can play
Led Zeppelin.
You can play drums to Jump.
Jump.
Yeah. Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know that?
Running with the Devil.
Right. Yes.
That was one of the first songs I learned on drums, actually.
Okay. All right. All right. Now that we've completely lost our entire audience talking about air drums, let's talk about air stocks for just a minute. The financial stuff that floats through the air onto all of our screens, apps, charts, iPhones, all over the place, creating financial mayhem throughout the world. And now we're looking at this oil stock that's up again. I don't get it. It looks like an AKG machine, seriously, like a heart monitor.
Oil's now up 3 cents.
Now it's up. It's gone from down to up, from down to up.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It's just an insane. And then we've got our illustrious leader, the president of the United States, proposing that we put a $10 a barrel tax on
top. Saw that yesterday.
Can you believe that? At a time when the oil industry is on its knees.
Well, I mean, we all know he wants to kill the oil
industry. Of course he does. And
everyone, if you like Obama or dislike Obama, everyone knows he wants to get rid of the oil industry. Right?
Who likes Obama?
There's people out there.
I know. Okay. All right. Now I'm drifting.
Don't get political,
Okay, I'm
Rob.
Drifting sideways into my into my political bias,
yeah.
Into my own personal views. However, I'm of the ilk that believes in the United States of America. I like to see patriotism. I remember as a child sitting in a ball game or the 4th of July celebration when there's a flyover and thinking it was the most patriotic,
coolest thing ever.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I'm not arguing with
Our
that.
Our president never even grew up like that. He was in some foreign country. He never saw a 4th of July celebration or a ball game or a flyover. He doesn't even know what it is.
All right, Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm done with my political rant.
You can fast forward through it, yeah.
You can fast forward through it. You can get through that. There are alternative ways to listen to Bill on the radio Monday through Friday.
Right.
And we need to tell people about that because some people travel. Some people aren't close to their radio. They don't get an opportunity to listen every single day. And they'd like to maybe get caught up on some of the news of the stock market. How do folks listen at their own leisure, when on their own schedule?
There's a few ways to do it. GundersonCapital.com.
Okay, Gunderson
click on
Capital.
click on our radio show tab, and we upload the show there every single day.
So now wait. GundersonCapital.com.
Yes.
The radio show tab has a picture of a microphone.
A microphone.
That's right. So it's a big triangle thing that kind of rotates through the home page. You click on that, and what happens?
And it takes you to the radio show page, which has links to has the title of what day it is, and we also break it down into segments with videos. If you want to watch a video, you can also do that. Or you can just listen to it. There's two different ways to do that.
So you can see Bill here in his mad scientist laboratory
right.
here.
That's right.
Actually, kind of like when you're watching Rush Limbaugh on his feed.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You can see Bill doing the radio show, which is kind of cool.
Or you can, if anyone likes to listen to podcasts out there, you can download the podcast. You can search for Bill Gunderson or Best Docs Now and subscribe to it. It's free to subscribe to, and then it downloads to your phone or your iTunes.
Every day.
Every day, as soon as we put it up there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
How do you do that?
Because I don't do that either.
So
podcasts are nice. Yeah, you subscribe to a channel, and whenever there's fresh content, it just downloads to your place you store podcasts. And you can listen to them at your own time whenever you want.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nice.
So you can go in and listen to it anytime you want to. Fall asleep to the soothing voice of Bill Gunderson.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, well, that's good.
And then you have a way to listen to the show. You use the iHeartRadio app.
I use the iHeartRadio. In fact, if you go to the iHeartRadio app and just type in Best Docs Now, it'll give you the stations that are on there and where you can listen live. I like listening first thing in the morning live, which is 7 o'clock Pacific time,
right.
10 o'clock. I listen to the Minnesota station, that 1470 out there, which is their business radio channel out there. I think it's a Christian Broadcasting Network out there that Salem has as part of the Wall Street Business Network.
Mm-hmm.
But they play financial shows there in the morning, and I like listening to that early in the morning out there in Minnesota. So there's lots of different ways to listen. You don't necessarily have to listen to your radio station in your market during your drive time on a particular day. You can dial in and listen to a lot of different places. Now, remember last week when I said they could go to the radio show by going to BestStocksNowApp.com, and you said, no.
Yeah,
you got to go to Gunderson Capital. You remember that?
Yes.
And you said, Rob, you're a retard. Don't do it. Well, you can. You can actually go there, too, and there's a radio tab on there as well. So you can find us all over the place, especially at GundersonCapital.com. If you want to talk to us, call us at 855-611-BEST and email us your homework. Give us the grade on your financial portfolio. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.